This has been a 6-month investigation. I have collected hundreds of gigabytes worth of footage. I've spent countless hours scouring the internet, but I think we did it. I think we found the strangest TF2 player of all time. Let me show you. On the 6th of January, I uploaded a video called The NPCs of TF2, which was a short compilation of all the wacky people I had come across whilst playing TF2. Around 8 seconds into this video, there's a clip of me waiting for a health pack to respawn when all of a sudden, I notice a demo man below me who is perched on the side of Hightower's cliff, shooting stickies up at a gap in the floorboards. Now, this isn't how most people play TF2, and I did think it was quite bizarre at the time, but it didn't go any deeper than that. I clipped it, I put it in my video, and that was that. A few people commented about how the strategy this demo was using was actually 200 IQ, but besides that, I didn't really think too much of it. Fast forward 18 days to the 24th of January, where I was playing a game on Moss Rock when one of my friends noticed that a Huntsman sniper on our team was taunting after every shot they fired. So, like any sane person would, we began to follow them and investigate what tomfoolery they were up to. They picked up a clean kill with the Bushwhacker on a flanking demo, and then, well, then something quite spectacular happened.
Surely.
That's right, this random sniper decided to pull off a 360 Huntsman shot whilst falling to their imminent death, and it actually worked. This absolutely blew me away, and you may actually recognize this clip because it featured in a video I released later in January called The Autobounce Atrocity. Now, it was really funny, but again, I honestly didn't think too much of it until I saw the comments where people were pointing out that this Huntsman sniper who just pulled off the frag of their life was the same demo man we saw in my previous video. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was when Bing Soy officially came onto my radar. I don't know what it was exactly, but this discovery got me really interested in Bing Soy, because the way he played the game was unlike anything I had ever seen before, and I wanted to know more. So the following day, I got to work. I started by creating a new text chat on my Discord called Bing Soy Sightings, where people could submit any videos or screenshots they had of his unusual behavior. And to my surprise, we started getting submissions really quickly. The first video was sent in by one of my admins, Corey, who discovered Bing Soy on Badlands spawn camping in a way that I have never seen before.
It's just airblast.
Like what? Forcibly air blasting someone into water so you can pyro shock them? That takes ingenuity. Another clip from Corey also showed Bing Soy camping his own team's teleporter. Another one of my admin's legs found Bing Soy on the map Altitude, where he repeatedly shot at a wall with his shotgun before backpedaling off a cliff to his death. Later that game, Legs also found him peering off into the mountains at the edge of the map, which, I mean, fair enough, it's a pretty scenic view, but why? What compelled him to do this? This juxtaposition between Bing Soy's genuinely impressive plays and creative strategies to, well, this... really dumbfounded me. I was so intrigued by the enigma that was Bing Soy, and I had so many questions that needed answers, so on the 31st of January, I decided it was time for me to suit up and get on the ground myself. My investigation began in the beautiful rainforests of PL Borneo, where I spotted Bing Soy playing Engineer. At first, I didn't see anything too out of the ordinary. I mean, he just seemed to be playing some pretty stock standard Engineer, but later in the match, he swapped to Heavy, where I began to notice some oddities. Rather than holding down mouse 1 to continually shoot like a normal Heavy would, he seemed to really like tap firing with the Tommy Slav as if he were peeking an angle in CSGO. I also noticed that Bing Soy had quite the affinity towards taunting, because he was whipping out that stock minigun taunt after literally anything of any significance happening.
He's taunting!
Oh, he's dead. The investigation continued on to the next map, Mountain Lab, where things got a lot weirder. I kid you not, but for an entire 60 seconds, Bing Soy was absolutely determined to do this jump, which I am 99% sure is impossible. He did find a little ledge on the rocks you could glitch onto, but ultimately it was to no avail.
No! He almost made the jump from the...
He also seemed to be very paranoid as he was firing projectiles at literally everything on the map as he returned to the front line, and we also got another glimpse of his Huntsman sniper gameplay where he would randomly shoot arrows through the floorboards. Things started to get really weird on the next map, Badlands, where Bing Soy was playing Flog Pyro and for the period of about 15 minutes did nothing but well, whatever this is. I don't know if Bing Soy thought there were gang stalkers hiding in his walls, but he seemed determined to engulf every single surface of the map in flames, and God, was it just bizarre to watch. I ended up on his team and we swapped to Badwater, and it was more of the same. Except this time I was pocketing him, meaning he was actually racking up kills, and he also started taunting directly in front of the enemy team's spawn door, which is just alpha as fuck, you have to respect that. This rampage on Pyro was followed by some scout gameplay, except not the normal kind where you're, shooting, more the kind where you drink bonk to go invincible and then proceed to taunt directly in front of your enemies. Next up, we landed on Snowy Coast, where things seem pretty normal until, Bing Soy is trying to shoot through walls as heavy, which if you didn't know, is impossible. Ultimately though, I think Bing Soy finished off the day with perhaps his most daring strategy of jumping off the edge of the map, using the base jumper to float, and then trying to kill gamers as he slowly creeped towards his inevitable death. That one didn't go too well. So look, that was just one day of observation, and we saw Bing Soy cycle through at least like 10 wacky strategies. There was also some more footage sent to Bing Soy sightings in my Discord by Corey again, and yep, that's him doing his strange little thing. So look, after a full day on the field, we did observe a lot of strange behavior. That much was for sure, but unfortunately, I wasn't really any closer to understanding why Bing Soy played like this. But that was about to change, because my Discord made a very interesting discovery. Bing Soy had a YouTube channel. Now, it hadn't been active in 2 years, but he had quite the backlog of TF2 content here. The channel started off with some Minecraft videos in early 2018, but that soon turned into some pretty damn good TF2 frag movies. I mean, take a look at the most recent upload, Cliff Enforcer, which features a lot of insane huntsman kills, similar to the one I put in my video. There was also a bunch of pyro-related stuff here, a class which Bing Soy appeared to be actually very good at, judging by the quality of the frags he was getting. The channel basically proved to me that Bing Soy is far from being a noob, and in fact, I actually think he's really good at the game. It's just that he voluntarily handicaps himself with these wacky ass strategies, and I kind of have a respect for that. I guess the only sad part about this discovery was that the channel seemed to be inactive for now, which was unfortunate, but it actually wouldn't remain like that for very long. You see, a week or so had already gone by since the formation of Bing Soy sightings at this point, and a cult of personality was starting to emerge around Bing Soy, and he was growing quite the reputation amongst not only my Discord, but the wider Australian TF2 community. People were taking note of him when he was in game, sending messages in text chat, and now they were finding his YouTube channel and leaving comments there too. So, on February 6th, with a growing buzz around Bing Soy, I decided to once again suit up and track down Mr. Soy. This day's investigation first led me to Landfall, where Bing Soy was experimenting with a new strategy on Heavy. Rather than using his favorite tap-firing Tommy Slav tactic, he was instead making use of the Buffalo Steak Sandwich and Holiday Punch, meaning he was hunting down enemy gamers to secure some taunt kills. Unfortunately, things weren't going all that well for Bing Soy with this strat, and to top things off, I actually managed to get an accidental telefrag on him whilst I was observing. I telefragged him. He did continue with the taunt kill attempts as we moved over to Viaduct, but again, it didn't seem to land him any success. Things did begin spicing up when we swapped to Process though, as he switched to Demo with the Sticky Jumper and Lock and Load. On the first rollout to mid, I ended up dying pretty quickly, but that did not matter, because it allowed me to spectate Bing Soy, only to discover, this. He just doesn't look at the map the same way I do. I thought I usually look pretty vertically, but he looks more vertically. After this, he played a little demo night and began taunting after the kills I was getting, which was some nice moral support, but other than that, not too much else occurred. We did have some more footage sent to the Discord, however, where another one of my admins, Chop, found him spawn camping on Suijin in yet another peculiar manner. So look, it wasn't the most fruitful session of stalking Bing Soy, but that didn't matter, because yet again, my Discord had made another very important revelation. Not only was a Bing Soy website discovered, but I happened to feature in it. The homepage of the website had a nice SFM banner where we could make out a few things. Firstly was the background, where we can see Bing Soy included some of his favorite loadouts like Huntsman Sniper, Lock and Load Demo, as well as his fabled spawn camping Pyro Shark. Now the next thing to note was the foreground, where there are four figures. The engineer on the left represented Brattles, an Australian TF2er who also runs a really popular Hightower server called Have Fun, which is one of Bing Soy's favorite. Now the next figure here is a soldier with a black painted Miami Knight's Tyrant's helm, which of course represents myself, and this did come as a bit of a shock to me. To my right was my admin Corey's Pyro, who had not only submitted some of those clips I showed before, but it also started to form a bit of a relationship with Pinksoy. And finally, the one who probably doesn't need an introduction is Uncle Dane on the right, and he is featured on the banner because Pinksoy really likes the Unkletopia servers, as he thinks it's a better way of playing TF2 compared to casual. Now, it didn't end there either with the website, because in the About section, there was a subheading named Special Thanks, where he stated, "Special thanks, El Maxo, has shown the TF2 gaming world that Pinksoy is something more than a myth."
What?
This was absolutely wild, and one of my friends actually said something I was thinking.
We need to seriously consider, is Pinksoy an ARG?
It might be, if it is, that's awesome. With how everything was panning out so far in the investigation, it really seemed like Pinksoy was some manufactured alternate reality rather than a real human being. It was discovered that Pinksoy had a bunch of other channels on YouTube too, one of which featured an animation he created that has over 1 million views. I was honestly in disbelief of what had transpired thus far, and it turns out that was only going to continue, as 4 days later, on the 10th of February, Pinksoy Team Fortress returned from a 2-year hiatus with a fresh upload. The video was titled Requiem, but there was something a bit strange about this upload, because the first 42 seconds showed this cryptic message of a happy stick figure progressively growing sadder and sadder. What? Why? What is happening? I still have no idea what to make of this introduction, by the way, but at the time when I saw it, I was definitely starting to believe that the ARG theory may hold more weight than I initially thought. The description also read, "Something good can come from something bad," which was again, really cryptic, and I'm not fully sure what to make of it. The rest of the video featured some very cool pyro frags on Hightower, but that mysterious ass intro kind of overshadowed that for me. I will say though that Pinksoy did end up pinning my comment, so hey, we've got that going for us. Another 4 days later on February 14th, it had seemed we really pulled Pinksoy out of YouTube retirement because we were blessed with yet another upload. The video was called Unkletopia One Life Huntsman. The reason I love this video so much is the timestamps, where Pinksoy detailed literally everything that happened in the video. This ranged all the way from retreating at 1 minute to breathing at 34 seconds, and all the way to reflexive shot, shoot or die, at 2 minutes and 4 seconds. In a video spanning just over 2 minutes, Pinksoy managed to include over 40 timestamps, which I honestly think is a cool idea that feels pretty avant-garde when it comes to TF2 content on YouTube. Now, I will admit that from this point onwards, the flow of the Pinksoy investigation came to a grinding halt on my end as I moved on to some different video projects, so it was really my Discord that carried the movement over the next 2.5 months. No Zero, a fellow Australian TF2er, found him on March 12th taunting and zapping his way to the front line with the short circuit. The following day on March 13th, we caught a fake Pinksoy who tried to join the Discord, or at least we think they were fake, because Mr. Soy seems to be a pretty elusive dude who rarely communicates in game, so seeing him join my Discord felt a bit unlikely. In late March and early April, there were a bunch of screenshots of him in game, and then on the 3rd of April, No Zero made his own video compiling his interactions with Pinksoy, and to be honest with you, it's bloody beautiful. We got to see more of his pyro shark, more of his taunting, and more of his affinity towards jumping off the map. So look, at this point it had been a while, but on the 22nd of April, I decided it was time for me to return, so I once again put on my boots and picked up my camcorder because we were going hunting. It's almost been 2 months since I last watched Pinksoy. Here he is. See? Hell yeah. I don't think he'd recognize me, knows who I am. See his website. I think he knows what's up. So odd. Pinksoy is taking a break, taking a breather. I think he did something. Let's see what Bing's up to. Wait, what? Oh, he's got the bind set up. He wants the good spawn. The Pinksoy. What? What is he doing? He's getting himself low so he can escape flat in. God bless. Again, more of the same wacky strategies we were all accustomed to, but at this point, I really wanted to get deeper with Bing Soy and understand the mentality behind everything he was doing. Later that day, though, my Discord discovered a fresh upload on the Bing Soy channel called Uncletopia Caber Bomber, and as the name suggested, it was a cool montage of him going around harassing inferior enemy gamers with the sticky jumper and caber combo. The interesting thing about this video is that it actually went on to get some attention in the algorithm. At the time of writing, this video has almost 10,000 views, which is the most successful video on Bing Soy's channel to date. He actually does some really cool work with the demo system in this video and playing around with all the camera angles, so it's good to see that his channel was starting to get some more attention. We also continued to get some more sightings, as on the 12th of May, Var from my Discord noticed he had a Game Banana account and had created a new hit sound and a custom model for the sticky jumper. On the 29th of May, Digger Darby found him taunting his way around the best map in the game, CP Steel, and on the 3rd of June, No Zero managed to pocket him with the quick fix all the way behind the enemy team on Upward, where he did the classic demo base jumper sticky strategy over the wall. I ended up running into him on the 12th of June on Steel, where he was doing some strange exploration of the cliff face around Point E. I also managed to score a high five with him on the next map Upward, where he went and redid that strategy of shooting stickies over the wall to the first spawn area. My absolute favorite Bing Soy sighting happened later that month on the 28th of June, where we got a dual perspective of a beautiful moment that unraveled. I don't think I've ever seen someone flick faster in my life after a taunt to get a kill, and boy was it something. As the investigation entered July, it actually started to pick up some momentum yet again, as I found myself running into him on Uncletopia quite frequently. Things kicked off on the 1st of July, where I found him taunting on cooldown with the Scorch Shot, absolutely determined to get a kill with it.
Oh, he's doing what I do! Where you shoot the other way with it! Like, what?
10 days later, on the 11th of July, I was playing with people from my Discord when, yep, you guessed it, Bing Soy was playing on Uncletopia. He continued to sticky trap our spawn and spam pipes out at seemingly nothing. Eventually, he did come out of his shell somewhat and started playing around as Pyro and Huntsman Sniper. It was during the session, and at this point in the investigation, that I finally mustered up the courage to send Bing Soy a friend request on Steam, as given how the vibe was pretty chill on the server, I thought it was more likely he would accept. However, it seemed that he ignored my invite for the moment, and instead—
He changed his profile picture! Why? Bing Soy.
He did.
He always does this.
Which is something he actually did way back on the 31st of January whilst we were playing on Badlands.
Oh, he changed it back!
He changed his profile picture!
Doing this and I
what? He changed it live! Who does that?
I don't know what prompts him to do this, but hey, he's a free man changing his profile picture and doing whatever he wants. It was pretty late at night at this point, so I decided to get some sleep, but one of our Discord investigators named Sleepy actually decided to stick around with Bing Soy, which led to some very important developments when I woke up. Now, the first important development was that Bing Soy accepted my friend request on Steam, which marked a nice progression in our relationship. The second part, which absolutely blew me away, was Bing Soy's profile picture. Now, you remember that he changed it mid-game to this weird distorted close-up of the sniper, but the original one he had selected contained some secret messages within it. You can see that in the foreground is Bing Soy's character sitting on a bench in this kind of cosmic spacey setting. What Sleepy discovered, however, is that in the background were three different drawings. We can see that the drawing on the right is a light bulb, which represents my admin Corey's pyro loadout. In the middle is a little cube, which represents No Zero's profile picture. And most interestingly, on the left is Bing Soy's drawing of an actual photo of me. Yeah, that's right. It's a photo I used on Discord for a month or two, it's a photo I use on my second channel, and it's also still my current Twitter profile picture. You can see the necklace, you can see the beanie, and you can see the thumbs up, so this absolutely blew me away. Now, the reason we became aware of this information is because investigator Sleepy managed to ask Bing Soy a bunch of questions whilst it was just the two of them on Uncletopia late at night. And you can see in this transcript that Sleepy asked, "Are there any TF2 YouTubers you enjoy watching?" And Bing Soy responded, "Look at my profile pic." Sleepy then followed up with, "Are those three in your profile picture the only YouTubers you watch?" Which Bing Soy responded to with a no. So Sleepy asked, "But are they your favorites?" Which Bing Soy responded with yes. Hi there, this is Editing El Maxo here, and I actually have to let you know something that I've learned since I wrote the script for this video. You see all these the lovely questions Sleepy prepared and Bing Soy responded to in this text document? Well, they were actually sourced in quite an unbelievable manner. We know Bing Soy isn't big on communicating through text or voice chat, so to get the answers to these questions, and I kid you not, Sleepy spent almost 2 hours in the middle of the night going around Koth Lakeside having Bingsoy either shoot at letters on signs or draw them with bullets or use the Scottish Resistance to spell them out, which Sleepy would proceed to transcribe in text chat and Bingsoy would shake his head if they were right. It wasn't just like typing out messages. He had this whole process and I had no idea about it when I wrote the script for this video. Sleepy has the full 1 hour and 47 minute recording on his computer, but he sent me through this small section to prove it, and oh my god, what the fuck. I had no idea Sleepy went to such lengths to secure some answers from Bingsoy, so I have included the full transcript in the description, and a big thanks to Sleepy again, because that is dedication to the cause. But god, finding this out the next day sent me spinning. We were now even deeper into the Bingsoy rabbit hole, and I was all for it. It was at this point that I knew I had to make a documentary on this, because the story so far was too goddamn interesting to pass up on. Sleepy also collected some more footage of Bingsoy whilst I was asleep, and it was some of the strangest stuff I've seen so far. The next day, whilst I was playing on Bomb Blitz, I came across Bingsoy yet again hiding in a bush as Huntsman Sniper. You may again recognize this clip because it featured in my last clip dump and marks Bingsoy's third official appearance in an El Maxo video. So look, it was clear at this point that the way Bingsoy played TF2 was strange. I don't think anyone could deny that, but we still didn't know why. What fueled the man behind the mask? Well, we could theorize, we could come up with some wild speculation, we could continue to observe him and maybe edge just that little bit closer to an answer, but why would I do that? If I wanted to know the truth, I had to ask Bingsoy directly. So I conjured up this grand message with 5 questions in it. Number 1 was, what compels you to play the game like you do? Number 2 was, what is your favorite unconventional strategy to use? Number 3 was, do you have any long-term goals with TF2 or your YouTube channel? 4 was, have you enjoyed the increased level of attention you've gotten in the past 6 months? And 5 was, what piece of advice would you give to the TF2 community? I didn't really want to poke and prod into his personal life, but I did want to get a better idea of what made him tick in TF2. I wasn't fully sure if we'd get a response given how private Bingsoy seems to be, but given Sleepy managed to ask him some questions, I was praying we would get some form of response. And so I waited. And I waited. And I waited. But I never got that response from Bingsoy. I tried this last-ditch effort of investigating him whilst he was on Upward, and just as you'd expect, he was on his favorite pick, Huntsman Sniper. He was getting kills, he was taunting a lot, and hey, he even went for a game-winning shot whilst he fell off the map to stop the enemy team from capping. But that was it. So I sat there, I reflected, and I had a sort of epiphany. Because I think Bingsoy can teach us a lot about TF2. You know, we don't always have to lean on what's meta. We don't have to keep going back to the loadouts which we are most comfortable with. We don't always have to obsess over the objective and sweat our asses off. Sometimes it's good to get out of our comfort zone and try and unlock that we've never used before. After playing TF2 for so long, I think we subconsciously lock ourselves into these rigid playstyles and fail to experiment and push the game to its limit. You know, I get that you have 20,000 kills on your strange sniper rifle, but maybe on that next life you could take a note out of Bingsoy's book and give the Huntsman a go. Or maybe the next time you're on demo, you could swap out that iron bomber you love so dearly and try out the lock and load. And hey, it has been a while since you used the holiday punches heavy, hasn't it? So you know what? Maybe Bingsoy isn't so strange after all. Honestly, I think he encapsulates the beauty of TF2 so well. So look, maybe Bingsoy will respond to my message one day. Maybe he'll provide me with all the answers I wanted, and we'll reach a nice and clean resolution to the enigma that is Bingsoy. But honestly, I don't really want him to. That's where things were supposed to finish. I had a poetic ending, all thought out, but one day, I noticed a Steam notification when I got back to my PC, from Bingsoy, and he had sent me a link to a Google Drive folder. I did record a live analysis of discovering this folder with fellow investigators Corey and Sleepy, which I will weave in at times, but it was honestly a mess, so I'm just going to do some post-commentary to explain everything that happened after this point. The Google Drive Bingsoy gave us contained 4 files. The first was a file named El Maxo's Questions, which, as the name suggests, contains those questions I mentioned earlier in the video. The next file, called README, is unfortunately only for my eyes as directed by Bingsoy, but I will say that he gave me express permission to use everything else he sent in this folder in the video, so don't worry about that. Next up was a folder named Main Images, which contains the bulk of what we are going to be analyzing, but before I get to that, I want to discuss the contents of Other, which contained 3 images. The first was a drawing titled Stick, which contained a stick figure drawing of my soldier with his tyrant's helm, along with my little dog Mackie on the shoulder. I also presume that it's Bing Sui on the right, but what I found a little distressing is the straight expressions on their face, which don't suggest much happiness, which is a little sad. The next image was called Sticker, and this contained something similar to those visuals we saw in the intro to his video Requiem, which was a little distressing. We can see someone who seems to be isolated from a group of people, but we'll talk a bit more about this later. The final image in the folder was called Stickest, which seems to be an MS Paint drawing of someone approaching a house in the woods. I'm not sure how to interpret this, and the only thing I could really recognize was a TF logo in the window, so if you have any ideas as to what this may mean, be sure to leave it in the comments. I will admit that folder was quite cryptic, and I'm still not fully sure how to interpret it, but the most important stuff for us is in the folder named Main Images, in which Bing Sui has not written his answers out to my questions, but instead drawn them. We can start with question one, which was what compels you to play the game like you do, and here was his response. The first image, which depicts someone pouring a liquid into a glass, we deciphered to mean experimentation, which confirms our belief that Bing Sui likes to push boundaries with the strategies he uses. The second image depicts a little astronaut on the moon with a flag, which we believe to mean a sense of accomplishment. Maybe Bing Sui wants to be the first person to popularize these strategies and make them more well known. The one thing we weren't sure about was what looked to be a little play button on the moon, so perhaps he wants to grow his YouTube channels with these different types of strategies. We weren't 100% sure. The third image we jokingly deciphered as genuine insanity with the eyes. We didn't realize it at the time, but as famous YouTuber It's Feckin' Raw from YouTube channel It's Feckin' Raw told us, is that this was a drawing of a character from the game Encryption. Now, I'm not going to act like I've ever played it, so I'm not actually sure what that symbolizes. The fourth image seemed pretty obvious, and we think this means Bing Sui wants to level up his intelligence in game with what he can do. I mean, it's no surprise, but by doing all these wild strategies, Bing Sui is definitely going to have a more broad knowledge of TF2 and how it works. And finally, the image I found most interesting was a little Bing Sui on scales. It seems that he thinks that there is more negativity in the TF2 community, as symbolized by the broken heart weighing more, and Bing Sui wants to use his wacky playstyle to bring more love and positivity to the community, which I think is really admirable. So, to answer why Bing Sui plays the game so differently, it's because he likes to experiment, he wants to be the first to succeed with these strategies, he's insane, kidding, I don't fully know about this one, he wants to level up his intelligence, and finally, he wants to bring more positivity to the community. The second question I asked him was what was his favorite unconventional strategy to use in TF2, and the answers are a lot more direct here. At the top left, we can see the classic Girardi and Bushwhacker combo, which I will admit I personally don't think is all that unconventional. The bottom left is a strategy we have seen a lot of in this video, and that is the Bing Sui trademarked suicide huntsman plays he loves to do. Finally, and what was one of my favorite pieces of art he made for this, is the Pyro Shark, which of course means that one of his favorite unconventional strategies also happens to be Pyro Shark. The third question I asked him was if he had any long-term goals with TF2 or YouTube, and this one was interesting. The first image here is easy to decipher, and it's clear Bing Sui really likes YouTube and wants to see his channel grow, which they can definitely relate to. The second image was a little complex, so we'll take it bit by bit. The middle of it is an information sign, which we assume means that Bing Sui wants to put out some educational content about, firstly, demos, because as we've seen, he's actually really good with using the demo system. Secondly, video making in general. Thirdly, we weren't too sure about, and the fourth one kind of looked like a strategy or maybe movement. We weren't entirely sure about that. The third image was a wholesome one. As we can see, is a love heart in a little film reel with my tyrant's helm, No Zero's icon, Corey's light bulb, and Uncle Dane's Engie, which may mean there's a video coming out or maybe even some potential collabs. I'm not sure, but it seems pretty exciting. The final image, or rather group of images, was all of Bing Sui's different YouTube channels linking into one main area off screen. So maybe this means a central channel is coming, or a crossover, or maybe even a Bing Sui cinematic universe, which would be very awesome. So to summarize this third one, we can see he has goals about growing his channel, making some educational content, a potential collab or video with some other creators, and perhaps some more crossover with his animation and music channels. The fourth question I asked him was what were his thoughts on the increased level of attention he has gotten from the community in the past 6 months. And this answer was both intriguing but also saddening. The first image relates back to one of his drawings in the first response, where he feels that the TF2 community has more negativity than positivity and he wants to balance it out. Now after this, it actually tells a bit of a story with the timeline of images, starting with Bing Sui on the left being found by myself, No Zero, and Corey. The attention from us, and I assume the wider community, prompted Bing Sui to blow the metaphorical dust and webs off his camera, or in this case, his YouTube channel, and started making videos again. We can see he did this cool little drawing representing his Kaber video, and was surprised by the amount of positive attention it received. This has led him to being surprised by all the people who recognize him in-game, and has also made him a lot more stressed about making videos, as it's a time-consuming process, and don't worry Bing Sui, I definitely hear you on that one. Now in the next image, we can see that Bing Sui sees all this new attention as a double-edged sword, because he is grateful for it, and having his work scene, but is also stressed out, which makes sense after gaining a lot of eyes on you so quickly. The next image I wasn't all too sure on, so I shall let Investigator Sleepy and Corey give their live analysis.
I think it's like he's showing that he's going towards the future, and while the future is uncertain, he feels as though like he's avoided sadness or something similar.
Yeah, because I know previously with TF2, he did quit for a bit.
Yeah.
Because of the community, so this like new approach might be, whilst it's not, he doesn't know what it could be, it's not the negative community
right
he's used to.
The next image shows Bingsoy by himself around a group of people, showing that he feels isolated and disconnected from those around him who he plays TF2 with, which is something that makes me sad. One thing I've wanted to avoid in this video is otherizing Bingsoy, which I get I can't completely avoid given the bizarre nature of how he plays the game, but it does break me a little that he feels this way about the community around him, and that's something I definitely want to fix. The final image shows this giant magnifying glass with an eye staring down on Bingsoy, which links back to the idea of the stress of all the attention on him and having everything he does watched. The final question I asked Bingsoy was if he had any advice to give the TF2 community, and it actually appears he doesn't. I found this interesting because he perceives there to be a lot of negativity in the community, but maybe he doesn't see it as his role to comment on and give advice to everyone about, as he may just see it as his own personal goal for him to do his best on to improve the state of things. The final two images in this folder was this cool bit of art from Bingsoy, where he features his new little logo for his Team Fortress stuff and a little thank you, which I am honestly honored to receive. I decided to make this my desktop background because it looks really sick, and I am really thankful to have this covered Bingsoy, who's taken me on such a wild ride for the past half year. So that's everything. I didn't expect any of this, and I wrote a script as if he wouldn't respond, but to my surprise, we actually got some answers. I think the way Bingsoy plays TF2 is great, because it's easy to fall into these rigid playstyles we've become accustomed to after many years of playing, and he breaks that entirely. Whilst I will admit that even sometimes I can't comprehend what he's trying to go for with his strategies, that doesn't really matter, because he's just a dude playing the game how he wants to, and picking up some video-worthy clips in the process. So look, to tie this all together, I want to give you the ending I wrote to this documentary, assuming Bingsoy wasn't going to respond, because I think it actually ties everything together really nicely. There was actually one question Sleepy asked Bingsoy during that late night session, which I purposefully left out earlier, but I do want you to hear it now. He asked Bingsoy, "Do you have any advice for other people? What's something you'd like to convey?" To which Bingsoy responded, "Keep an open mind." So maybe, just maybe, the next time you see a cliff and there's an enemy just across from you and you happen to have the Huntsman equipped, why not go for that shot? I think it's what Bingsoy would want us to do. Thanks for watching.